coal miner. Shawnee, come in.
Afternoon, boys. I'm loving this true crime stuff. Can I give you my little brush with what I thought was true crime at the start? It didn't really turn out that way. Can I indulge you for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, indulge away.
So a couple of years ago, you know, a friend of the show, Noodles, who you know quite well, Joel, and his lovely wife, Katrina, them two, me and my fiancée, Vanessa, were over in New Zealand for a bit of a, you know, couple's getaway, a bit of a holiday over there. Anyway, as I like to do, Shug, we found ourselves in KFC one night, and I was doing my thing on the gram as Noodles up on the counter, up at the front there. Surveillance read its ugly head. He was ordering KFC for Australia. So I captured a bit of the gram content, happy days, and thought nothing of it. Got a few laughs on Instagram. And then on the flight home the next day, so it was our last night over there in Queenstown, and I'm on the flight home. We had a few beers at the airport, and I had to go to the Brasco to relieve myself, as you do. And then I opened the toilet door on the way out, and this bloke bails me up. And he goes, "Were you in KFC last night in Queenstown?" And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Were you taking footage of someone ordering KFC?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, I might have been." He goes, "Do not delete that footage. We need to see that footage." I'm like, what's the game? He goes, "I'm from the Australian Federal Police or some sort of higher power that's all very top secret." And I said, oh, shit, no worries yet. Just, he goes, "We'll come find you in the terminal afterwards, but do not delete that footage." I said, "What's the go?" He goes, there could be an international fugitive that was in that KFC at that very moment, and you might have him on video.
Dr. Richard Kimball.
And then, so we're mid air, and I'm going back through I said to Vanessa, I said, "You never know what's happened. It's very, very weird just up at the toilet there." So I explained it to her. We started going through the footage. And I'm like, well, there's that guy that I've just spoken to. He was sort of loitering in the background. He was about two people behind Noodles in the line at KFC. And then there was someone in front of him. We're like, oh, this must be the fugitive. This must be the fugitive. So then when we get back to Sydney Airport, and we're just waiting, and this bloke that bailed me up, nowhere to be seen, he's just hot-footed it. So what, we're left there going, is this bloke just crazy? He was in the KFC. Is he just taking the piss out of us? What has just happened? It was the most bizarre sort of moment of my life. So I think it was either international fugitive or this bloke sat a few beers on the plane and just thought, oh, I know that bloke. I'm just going to take the piss out of him. But it was very, very bizarre sort of circumstances.
What's your guess there, Brian?
I think he's done the old switcheroo.
You think so?
Yeah.
Switcheroo. He might have been the fugitive.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's how it's switcheroo. That's how they think.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
he played the role. Played the role very good. Bailed me up, and he was very serious. And
so-and-so. What was he wearing? What was
bizarre.
What was his outfit like?
It was sort of, it was all in, now you bring it up, sort of dressed like a criminal, all in black.
Did the balaclava give it away?
Neil by Gary Belcher, no badge?
No. AFP, undercover.
Yeah. AFP, never.
No, they do, but sometimes you're not having your badge, unless you're badged up.
No, I'm saying they don't pull it out and go, AFP.
Well, you know, like in...
But I thought he was serious because you know how apparently cops, and I actually verified this with my brother, who's an esteemed, he's a detective in the police force. Apparently police get the, if they're, you know, on a mission or doing something for work, they get the very back row of the plane so they can sort of, you know, see the what's going on across the whole plane, keep an eye on people. And he was in that very, he was the window back row of the plane. So the story sort of checked out. But then got to Sydney, whether he just hot-footed it and they're on chasing this bloke and never actually got the footage. I don't know, but it's one of the great mysteries.
So you're on the same flight with him. You didn't feel like at the end you had to go and ankle tap him and say, "Hey, champ, what's Pepe Le Pew and do you want this footage?"
No, well, we tried to. We just couldn't find him.
Wow.
So, it's real James Bond stuff. He just sort of went to the crowd and disappeared.
There's not enough time in the day for True Crime Tuesdays.
Oh, I love crimes. I love crimes. I don't like doing them.
No.
But I like listening to
them. Oh, just reminded me, I've got to get that bloody, metal detector out first thing tomorrow morning and find a ring. Anyway.
It's not a crime, though.
Well, it could be. It might have been stolen. It's been missing, but I need to just check it off. Anyway, coal miner, what do you got for us?
Well, it's not only True Crime Tuesday, but Teamless Tuesday as well. And there's not really a great deal to report. I don't think the Lions have moved that much. The Roosters might have ticked up half a point. They were 4-point favourites yesterday. Now it's a minus $4.50 head-to-head. But what I want to touch on, I've just looked at this Melbourne Storm team. As Sugar said last week, I think it was, that it could be the, well, I think on the podium for the worst back five in the comp. And as named, what we just say on this team sheet. I think it might just be the worst back five in the competition. Now, it sounds like a big statement because it is a Melbourne Storm, but that looks like a very, very bad side. And they were 17.5-point favourites against the Gold Coast Titans. It's now just trimmed into 16.5. Could you possibly back the Gold Coast Titans to beat the Storm in Melbourne, 6 p.m. Friday night? Because that looks a big, big price given that team that the Storm have named.
Oh, geez. On paper, it stacks up all right, the Titans team. I just think Munster's got to play fullback. I know they've named Wishart at fullback. Munster, there's not a planet where I don't see Munster starting at fullback. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't mind it. You know, Jerome can sort of manage the ship himself there, I think. Yeah. They can put anyone there in that sixth jersey. He doesn't really have to touch the footy, but... yeah, it's a bad-looking 1-5. That's all I can say. And you just look at that Titans forward pack, and I think if all they have to do is match it. They don't have to beat the Storm in terms of the forwards. And I think that back line could probably have a few points in it, as opposed to the Storm, who I just can't see really where they're getting points from, unless Munster does go back to the number one position, which he may well do. I think they're probably going to have no choice but to do that.
Yeah, I think if you're having a bet in that game, if you wanted to take on the Storm winning big, I'd probably go Iremia to score a double. That right-hand side from the Titans, it is putrid. Last four games, the wingers have scored 11 tries, that left winger. Anyway, anything else you like, Shawnee?
Quick one on the Comm Games. The swimming is heating up. Emma McKeon, $1.20 for the women's 100-metre freestyle gold medal. That's probably the pick of the bunch. But I've got a late A-grade nomination for the Comm Games. I was watching the women's marathon the other night, Jessica Stenson. Not sure if you saw it, but she just ran 40-odd Ks. And as she was approaching the finish line, the two people that were holding up, you're finishing a race and you run, you break through the banner. So they were holding the banner up. She got 2 metres before the finish line. And they've dropped it.
Oh.
So she couldn't even break through the banner. Just a couple of A-grades there for her gold medal moment in the Comm Games, unfortunately. But she did get the gold, so not all was lost. But that's about it for me, boys.
Shawnee, can I give you a bit of homework? I need you to get to the Irishman and find out tomorrow, race 6, Conrad. The great Conrad is back. Yeah.
Canterbury race 6?
Yeah,
where we
Canterbury
go?
Race there 6, number 6. Now, he loves this track.
Yep.
He actually debuted at this track. His first start was coming for Marzu, as we know, is a Group One gun, and Conrad should have beat Marzu. So he's back to where he'd make his debut. I've got a good feeling.
Just Nash on board.
Nashy boy.
Don't mind it.
On board.
Don't mind
so
it.
Hoping you can.
Okay, let me go hunting. Small issue, the Mad Irishman. I have it on good authority. He's currently in the Amalfi Coast. Getting up to God knows what. But I'll go to our second best option on the training floor, the fellow Irishman, Dodd, and see what he's got to say about Conrad. He has got a soft spot for Conrad. He's tipped it a couple of times in the past, and I think he will like Nash on board. He's a big fan of Nash. $4.60 on the board at the moment, and I think there has been a couple of scratchings, but it looks like it has firmed up, but that might just be deduction is doing their thing. But let me touch base, and I'll put a little line through.
We might need the coal miner not in the mounting yard to give us a bit of a 5-minute pre-race just to see where the money's gone, who the danger is.
Yep. Yeah.
Are you available, Shawnee?
Always available for you, boys.
A little one-minuter just to tell you where Conrad's, where he is the peck
order.
Yeah, that's right.
Have we got anyone out there? Excellent. That'd be awesome. Maybe if you're a caller.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're a listener.
Yep.
You can be out
Even
there.
Even better.
In the mounting yard.
So we can make a big production of this. We can go to Shawnee with the latest of the betting. Yeah. We can go down to the self-anointed yard.
Lizzie?
Spotter,
What's Lizzie doing?
Yep, Lizzie Jelfs.
Before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's just try and get a quiz off the ground with no hitches before we try to start doing this.
The quiz. But that's part of the quiz. That's the beauty of this quiz.
It is.
It's an unusual quiz.
The allure of the quiz. You never know what's going
to
happen.
And we've got the hide to have our own segment that's bagging other shows.
That's right. That's the beauty of it. That is the beauty. A lot of beauties today. And there's a horse called Buck and Beauty tomorrow. It's in our race.
Yeah, it is Buck and Beauty.
I'm going to have to back that. And now I've got a Buck and Beauty. I had a Buck and Beauty last week, and it'll be Buck and Artist Stop this week. See you, Gary Buckanara.
See you later, legend. See you, Shawnee.
All right, boys. We'll chat soon.